welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Town is full. Hotels are full. Up and down the valley, business is good. Real estate, by some analysts' opinion, is back. So the recession is over, right? It's over and done with.
Well, not exactly. It is in some areas. I think it's it depends on where you're looking. And I'm speaking of the real estate portion of it. I think that to a large extent, the other parts of the economy are doing well in Aspen, including the farmers market, which is having a banner year. The people I've talked to, they're as good as 2008. And there are certain markets in real estate where it's back. Central Core, especially condominiums, West End, West Aspen, and luxury property, which Randy can talk more to, seems to be back. Other areas are having more difficulty, struggling a little bit.
Aspen is the engine, to some extent, for the entire valley when it comes to real estate. So if it's back here, is that trickling down then down valley?
I think there is some trickle down valley. We don't really, our company really focuses only on the upper Roaring Fork Valley. But activity has unquestionably increased in Basalt, and it started there first. It's working its way down. Carbondale has seen some increases in activity, so has Glenwood. Whether or not those markets are back, so to speak, I think that's probably an overstatement. But, you know, Aspen clearly has seen very strong performance the last couple of years. Snowmass is still lagging. Particularly in the last 12 to 24 months.
What are the metrics? Is it number of units sold, the price of those units, where those units are, or all of the above?
All of the above, and a few others. How much change there's been from one year to the next, and there are definitely many markets in this town. We have everything in real estate from palaces to teardowns.
We like to think about the market in sectors. The sectors, the broad sectors, are vacant land, condominium and townhouses, single-family homes, and commercial. Within each of those sectors, there are areas. There are the West End, Red Mountain Pink and Green, West Aspen, East Aspen, Snowmass, Woody Creek, a variety of areas within those. So when the question is posed, you know, how's the market doing, it really depends on what kind of sector you're talking about. For Aspen, I think it's pretty fair to say that all of the sectors are very strong right now. There's really very little weakness.
This is one of those markets where it's supply and demand. There's only X number of Victorians in the core, and so I would assume that drives the price up. When you go out to appraise something, is that a science or an art?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both.
It's absolutely some of both. It is a objective look at data, both supply and demand characteristics, but it's a very subjective analysis. Appraising real estate in Aspen, Colorado is not like, to state the obvious, appraising real estate in Denver, for example, or Boulder. You may appraise a house in those markets where the house is one of 250 houses that are virtually identical in a subdivision.
And this gets back to you're looking for so-called comps, right? Comparables. Is that right?
One of the things that you're looking at. In Aspen, I mean, by definition, virtually everything is different from everything else. And that makes the appraiser's job much more difficult from an objective standpoint and much more subjective, but also important is participating in the market and working in the market for long periods of time so that you can understand and appreciate some of the subtleties that are at work here.
The recession really was triggered in large ways because of real estate and the bundling of mortgages and the leveraging of those and so forth. Is it equally powerful in bringing the entire economy back?
I think it is. I think certainly you've seen some of the kind of, like we talked about earlier, that the restaurants are busy and we still have tourism that has come back. It is an economic driver.
So the real estate piece of our economy here in the Valley is
important.
Critical.
Yes.
Critical. Critical. Just like the market when it was in the doldrums in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. There's so many ripples when you think about jobs. you know, from tile guys to architects to land planners to real estate brokers, banks. The ripple effects from the real estate industry are huge, both on the positive side when the market is really strong and on the negative side when we're in the doldrums.
Well, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Roger. Thank you.